Hi dear, welcome to the Kingdom Living Podcast. We hope you're fine. We hope your day's been good and you're in good health, both physically and spiritually. Well, the past episodes we have been touching on spiritual growth and faith. As we advance, we constantly have to redefine our gender in order to stay true to our message. This is why we have decided to set our focus more on spiritual growth, faith, and purpose, because this is what Kingdom Living is about. Kingdom Living tries to live for God's kingdom, encouraging one another while running the race together, contributing to the society we find ourselves. This having been said, today let's talk about the principle of delighting ourselves in God. I mean, that's one thing we have to first understand if really we want to live the kingdom life. If really we want to live a life for God. This is not a sermon and not an interpretation of God's word, because my understanding is limited and I solely oriented myself on His word. I solely feel inspired by His word and try to act according to His word. So if you want to understand the spiritual meaning, you want to understand the Bible, then I would recommend you visit a Bible school. There is a Bible school that's for free. It's called Life and Hope Bible School. In case you really want to understand the Bible and who God is, then you can register for free. I mean, who does not like free stuff? So check it out. You can find the link in our description box. Anyways, let's move on. Have you ever thought that if I get the latest iPhone Pro, I will be fulfilled, like I will slay? Or if I get into this relationship, life will be much better, I will feel accomplished, I will feel whole? Or if I become successful, I will have no fears again because I have what I want. Have you ever asked yourself those questions or similar questions? How did you feel after you got what you wanted? Were you really fulfilled? Did you feel you needed nothing else after on? Many of us immediately would start hunting after the next thing or the next relationship. There are times when I will desire something and I get it, I see no meaning, and then I'm after the next thing. And so it's the question of what actually fulfills us, what actually fulfills us as human. There is this verse in Psalm 37 verse 4 which says, I really love this verse. It says, take delight in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Many of us might have come across this verse series of times. I am also aware of the fact that we have many listeners that are not familiar with the scripture, but just keep on listening because I will try to break it down and hopefully you can apply that to your daily life as well. So, delight yourself in the Lord and the desires of your heart He will fulfill. The part that often excites us the most, me especially, maybe the second part, undoubtedly, because we have so many desires, some legit ones, while some are desires that are motivated by our selfish ambitions. Well, we all have those desires. We all have the desires of our heart. So, will God give us all the desires, even the selfish ones? What we often fail to pay attention to in the verse in Psalm 37, verse 4, is the first part of the sentence. We often jump past it to the second part. Meanwhile, the realization of our desires cannot come to pass when the first part is not really done. The realization of our desires is just the outcome, not the input. Sometimes we have things that we want to see realized and we need to put in either training, strength, all sort of things, time, in order to get that outcome. Same goes with our desires. We have to invest in our relationship with God. Many of us get frustrated by the fact that our desires are not being fulfilled and we question God. Meanwhile, God is saying, do you delight in me? When He asks the question, do you delight in me? A second thought that may arise in us is, what does delight actually mean? When we soak ourselves into the actual meaning of delight, We can desire all we want, and God is ready to fulfill them. So, according to the Webster definition, delight means to find great pleasure or joy in something or someone. This means before the second half of the sentence get even answered by God, we have to greatly delight in Him. We have to find great satisfaction in Him. Without the first part being accomplished, everything we desire, even though they get actualized, those desires will be vanity because we see no meaning in them. We attach no meaning to them. But what we desire through God is directly attached with meaning. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but do you agree with me that our desires are mostly self-centered and sometimes even destructive, meanwhile leaving us emptied when they get fulfilled? Well, God knew why He said, first, delight in me, because only then can your desires be really fulfilled. Now take a look at the second part. Having considered the first part, we are fulfilled, we are filled with fulfilled desires if we delight in Him. It is not about what we want, but our desires being meaningful. The moment we can tell why we bought an iPhone, entered into a relationship, or want to become successful, we are actually fulfilled. The author of meaning is God, and the search for meaning is fulfillment. If we really want to be fulfilled, we need to go to the author of meaning, to the one who will reveal why we should have what we desire. What I have come to understand is when we delight ourselves in God, every other thing will fall into place. That is basically what kingdom living is about, desiring the things of God. I encourage us to delight ourselves in God, to desire Him so much and to rejoice in Him, to sing Him praises, to dance, to acknowledge Him in everything we do, in everything we desire. Let's see if what we desire will not be fulfilled. This episode was brought to you by the Kingdom Living Podcast. We hope you've been blessed. We welcome your thoughts and connect with us anytime, any day via our Kingdom Living Instagram page. Find the link on our description box. Have a nice day till next time. Bye.